it just makes me second guess my analysis. As we mentioned on a previous podcast, everyone trades a different strategy. And then if I'm trading with you and you tell me, I'm thinking I'm going to go short here and I'm thinking I'm going to go long, bam, it just messes with you, right? Because I'm not trying to justify it. Just then makes me go, well, what's going on here? Am I thinking the wrong thing, right? Like, am I being stupid?
Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us. Hey everybody, welcome to the Anarchy Trading Podcast. Jordan and I learned trading together. And as a result, we would spend a lot of our time discussing trading. And in our early days, we would trade together a lot. We'd be trading kind of on Skype, just sitting there on the market together. But over time, we stopped that. So today, we'd like to explain why we stopped trading together, why we kind of trade more individually now. Trading in groups is really, really popular on Discord, other social media. So is it helpful? Is it harmful? Today, we'd like to find out. So Jordan, how you doing?
Doing well, Levi. Doing well. It's a crazy time in my life right now. I'm currently trying to start up this drug and alcohol rehab facility here in Thailand. So I'm kind of like trading in the middle of also trying to like start up a business here. And so my trading has probably suffered a little bit because of it. But anyway, it's still good. It's given me something interesting to do, kind of been able to take my focus off trading a little bit, which honestly I think has been a good thing. So hopefully in the long run, I think it'll be good for my trading. But to answer your question, why am I not trading with live trading with you anymore? Because you are losing me money. That's why.
That's right. That's the reason.
I mean, that's the reason. We were losing money when we traded together, so we just quit. But no, you bring up a good point, and it actually brings me to thinking of an example. So there was this study done back in the early 1900s by Sir Francis Galton. So he was at a country fair in England, and he observed that when contestants were asked to guess the weight of an ox, right? If you took all of the independent guesses of the crowd together, so everyone just guesses, writes it down on a paper, they submit that paper, and then you take the average of all of those guesses, you're going to be very close. And this has been replicated multiple times, right? Like, so in the actual case of this, you know, of this documented case here, the group guessed. So when they took all of those 800 guesses together, they guessed 1,207 pounds. And the actual weight of the ox. Yeah, for an ox. And the actual weight of the ox was 1,198. So they were off by like 9 pounds.
Wow.
So pretty incredible. But then, I couldn't find the actual study for this, but this has been shown. There's definitely some examples where if you then just say, take 20 people and you sit them in a group and we say, okay, guys, I want you guys to come up with a group consensus of how much this ox weighs. They're going to be way off. And I think this example is really applicable to trading.
Yeah, that's first of all, really interesting. The implications of that are pretty crazy, especially for like, I immediately popped into my mind or juries, but I won't even bother getting into that. That's really interesting. So if you average everybody's guesses out, you end up really close, but if people come together to discuss it, the answer ends up being really awful.
This is making me think of Congress.
Really interesting. Yeah, that too. There's a bunch of ones you don't want to think about too much on that. So that's really interesting. I like how that applies, because that's what we found in our trading when we trade together, is that we just traded worse and we had a really hard time like discovering why and like really knowing why, because you don't feel different, and you don't feel like you're trading worse, or you're letting your biases get in or stuff like that. And so it's
And this is one of the reasons why trading is difficult, because a lot of times you don't know why you're bad. Like, things feel fine, you don't feel worse, and you just do awful. And so we had a really hard time at this. And so that's, I think this is a great thing to discuss today. I know one reason, like the one that pops into my head first of all, and when we were kind of talking about this and kind of discovered this as we were learning and why we were bad when we traded together, was, for me at least, we've talked about success being dependent on developing feel, right? And a lot of your edge comes from just a feel of the market. Yes, you have technique, you have, you know, you have a strategy that kind of helps guide you. But at the end of the day, there's still gray area. And that's where your profit or loss comes from. It comes from the gray areas. And when we were trading together, at least for me, my edge, that feel, tends to be replaced by just pure technical analysis. So like, this is where, like, it's much harder to say to someone you're trading with, I think I should take that because it looks right. Like, no. Like, humans, we like to have reasons. And so what would end up, at least for me, would be, it would, my feel would be just completely replaced by technical analysis. Well, there's a big bullish candle there. Oh, there's a tweezer top. Oh, there's a reverse upside down monkey doji, whatever, right? Like, the feel ends up being replaced by pure technical analysis. And if you go into any Discord on planet Earth, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about, right? Like, every post talking about, hey, should I take this trade? Oh, you shouldn't take that trade. It's all just pure, hey, there's the three bullish candles back to back, like, whatever. Like, you just, there's a million different candlestick patterns. We've talked about candlestick patterns before, how they have absolutely no bearing on profitability and are not predictive of anything. This is proven. But for me, when I trade with someone, that's what I revert to, and hence my edge disappears. Is that similar? Does that sound similar to what happens with you?
To some extent, but actually I think it's a little different for me, because it makes me second guess. It just makes me second guess my analysis, right? Because as we mentioned on a previous podcast, right, everyone trades a different strategy. And so I have a specific strategy. And then if I'm trading with you and you tell me, yeah, I think I think this is going to do it. Like, I'm thinking I'm going to go short here, and I'm thinking I'm going to go long. Bam. Like, it just messes with you, right? Because I'm not trying to justify it makes me go, what's going on here? Am I thinking the wrong thing? Right? Like, am I being stupid? And do I need to think, am I missing something? And so again, I guess maybe it kind of ties into what you're saying, but for me, it makes me second guess my thoughts. Then I don't get in and I just miss it. Or I take it. I was like, okay, well then, I mean, Levi's a good trader. If he thinks that, then maybe I'm just off today. I'll take it the other way. And this is the exact same thing that happens, by the way, in the Discord groups with the technical analysis channels, right? So yeah. You go into any Discord group is going to have a chat where everyone posts what they think, or let's be honest, you go on Facebook group or Twitter, people are going to be telling you, yeah, I think gold is going to hit this little thing, and then it's going to do a little double bounce top up here, and then it's going to drop like a rock and make you $1 billion. Okay. But the point is, people are saying what their opinions are. And if you start listening to everyone else, guess what? For every person that tells you to go long, there's going to be another person, because this is how the market works. There's going to be another person going short. There's always people going long and short. And when there's a few less people going one direction, the price tends to go in the opposite direction, right? But if you look at the markets, I mean, we bounce between relatively close ranges in the grand scheme of things, because there's people on both sides. So for every person that thinks it's going to go one way, there's another that thinks it's going to go the other way. And so that messes with you as the trader, because your edge, if you're constantly getting pulled one way or the other way, or you're getting pulled one way or the other way, you're never going to be as successful, because as Levi mentioned last episode, you're not using your brain.
I like the call back to our last episode, because it did just remind me of that. Like when you were talking, like your success, if your success doesn't come from your strategy, then then getting input from other people's strategies is just going to screw with you. Like obviously, like if your whole profitability comes from developing a feel, having your own specific strategy that you do all the time, and then someone else's strategy comes in and goes, well, I wouldn't do that if I were you. And it doesn't matter how good they are. And then it ruins you. Now, having somebody, by the way, when we're talking about trading with others, we're not necessarily talking about a coach. Having a coach who can look back on your work and go, hey, why'd you take this? Did this follow your rules? Like having someone there who can guide you into, hey, are you following your own rule set? That can be a good thing. What we're talking about here is like having another trader in your ear going, well, I wouldn't take that trade, or that doesn't look right by my standards. Well, no, it shouldn't, because you don't trade exactly like them.
Yeah, exactly.
I had one more, and this is maybe a smaller part of the puzzle, but at least for me, it might have some little thing to do with it. I loved your one on how somebody else can make you second guess yourself, but it can also trading with other people makes you want to be right, I think. Even at like, we're brothers. We want each other to succeed, but there is something about trading with another person that you want to be right. And we talked about this recently. Wanting to be right will ruin your profits. Like you can't trade and want to be right. You don't, a profitable trader doesn't care about being right, right? Because at the end of the day, they just care that over 1,000 trades they made money. They don't care about today, whether they went and lost three in a row. They only care about, hey, did I follow my rules? Did it look right? Did I break anything? Did I blow my account? No? Okay, well, perfect. Then I'm set, right? You don't care about being right.
Well, it's not just about being right. It's about the inert, I would say. It's about competition, right? It's about the ego. It's like not only do you want to just be right, but you want to be doing well. That's why the Facebook pages and stuff are so detrimental to traders, because there's everyone posting how amazing of traders they are. And it's just not good for you mentally. It makes you feel like, oh, well, I got to be a good trader. And as you mentioned, when your ego starts getting into your trading, you can say goodbye to your profits because they will fly out the window.
Immediately. So is there, so we've talked about the bad stuff. Is there a place for trading groups? And if so, when?
I would say when you're a beginner and you want to learn a strategy, there is nothing wrong with watching one spit. Like you find a trader that you like and you want to learn their strategy. Like I'm not opposed. Like this is how I actually learned my strategy, which then I kind of introduced you to as well after we'd been jumping around a little bit, kind of doing those typical beginner things. There was a trader that I watched every single day. They had a Zoom, they would have a Zoom call, and they would stream for 2, 3, 4 hours a day. And I just watched them for 3, 4 hours a day for months. And there was a group of us that did. And that's where I learned my trading strategy that I use to this day. Now, of course, I've adapted it and I quit watching, right? So after that, I quit watching it because now I needed to implement my own view on it and my own spin on it. But I think when you're beginning off out, if there is one person that you want to learn from, yeah, watch them. I mean, I have my live trades. I was live streaming for a while. I'm not anymore because I'm ridiculously busy, but I plan on doing it again in the future. That's not so people can copy me. It's more for people who are learning, who want to go, okay, this is how someone straight trades. This gives me an idea of where I can go from. And then you build on that. So I think those, like, it's a good place where if you want to sit down and learn with some people, go for it, but just know that you're not there to copy people's trades. Again, you'll never make money doing that. You're not there to, discuss with people which way it's going to go, because again, it doesn't matter. You're there to learn principles, that you can then implement in your own trading career.